Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 19th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 16 and we'll be finishing with both the chapter and today's reading on verse 30. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 16, someone came to Jesus with this question, "Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? Why ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied, "There is only one who is good. But to answer your question, if you want to receive eternal life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" the man asked. And Jesus replied, "You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. Honor your father and mother. Love your neighbor as yourself." "I've obeyed all these commandments," the young man replied. "What else must I do?" Jesus told him, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But when the young man heard this, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you the truth, it is very hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. I'll say it again, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were astounded. "Then who in the world can be saved?" they asked. Jesus looked at them intently and said, "Humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible." Then Peter said to him, "We've given up everything to follow you. What will we get?" Jesus replied, "I assure you that when the world is made new and the Son of Man sits upon his glorious throne, you who have been my followers will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or property, for my sake, will receive 100 times as much in return and will inherit eternal life. But many who are the greatest now will be least important then, and those who seem least important now will be the greatest then." Once again, that was verses 15 through 30 in the 19th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. How dangerous is money? The most dangerous things in our lives are the possessions, power, positions, or people that we value more than God. What poses the most peril to our souls is not weapons but simple items that mean too much to us. The rich young man called Jesus good, but Jesus reminded him that only God is good. Jesus is God, but the man did not realize that, though Jesus pointed him in that direction. The young man had a great question: what to do to inherit eternal life? Of course, we don't earn eternal life but accept it from the Lord. Jesus understood this young man's thinking and so quoted some of the Ten Commandments. Yet he left out the commands about not working on the Sabbath, not coveting, not worshiping idols, and worshiping the Lord alone. These were the commandments the young man had likely ignored in order to gain his wealth and position. Christ didn't tell the young man to obey the commandments but sell his possessions, give to the poor, and follow the King. Jesus is God and claims absolute obedience in our lives. This is the very purpose of our lives. Everything else is second and possibly a dangerous temptation. The rich man walked away sad. He walked away from Jesus, the author of life. He walked away from the adventure of following Jesus. Possessions can so easily possess us. Is having too much wealth success or failure? If we do have more than we need, God has given it to give away, helping those who have less than they need. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Is your thinking about money shaped more by your culture or by Christ? If everything you have is given by God and belongs to Him, how does He want you to spend it? As we end this devotional, we would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to follow along with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then hit the follow icon on our profile to get updates for new episodes that are posted every Monday through Friday. Be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.